My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial, 106.7 FM, 980 AM, and always available on the Odyssey app. We're live and local here in the nation's capital until 12 noon. Phone lines are always open. I'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067 or tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL, because they analyze every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. You get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the app. From the Team 980, it's the Rooster, Chris Russell. What's up, buddy?
Hey, A-Rod. How are you, pal? Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, man. I'm doing pretty good here. Saturday morning, bright and early. I believe this is the most important offseason in franchise history for the Commanders. It's just time to wipe the slate clean and build the franchise the right way. Let's start with the Commanders log, all right? And so that video came out. I want to get your take. I absolutely loved watching Adam Peters cook, as the kids say. And really, it was how he asked other people their opinions. And I liked Dan Quinn's quote in particular, where he was saying, we'll get the sexy, flashy players later, but let's get the building blocks right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the mentality that both men have had, and that's why I think they clicked immediately, right? I mean, if you think about it, going back to, you know, a lot of people, I mean, not to pat myself on the back, I did, but a lot of people did not think Adam Peters and Dan Quinn would be a marriage and would be a philosophical fit, and I thought they would be a great philosophical fit. And I knew that because both had worked very, very, very hands-on and intricately with Kyle Shanahan, you know, so I knew that was a common bond between the two. And then when you extrapolate, okay, a defensive-minded head coach is generally going to want to build a foundation and then build it up from there, and probably the offense is kind of the last thing to come around, and you win with defense and special teams and depth and you know, pass rush and turnovers and all of that. And I think very much, Adam, that was Adam Peters, not to use Adam a couple of times, but you know what I'm saying. I think that was Adam Peters, largely his philosophy. And if you think about it, in San Francisco, what happened, even with Kyle Shanahan being a quote-unquote offensive genius and all of the offensive minds that he had at one point and still sort of has, but, you know, Mike McDaniel was there and so on and so forth, the offense was kind of the last part of the puzzle to kind of come together. Not that they had nothing, but it took them a while to kind of find the right mix, the right recipe. And I think when you look at this team, the way it's being constructed, obviously they hope to have hit a home run on the quarterback. We don't know yet. But I think they're trying to build this from inside out, defense, special teams, takeaways, you know, running the ball, you know, two tight end sets, that type of mentality, depth, wherewithal to withstand injuries, and so that you're not, you know, so that you're not screwed, quite honestly, if one guy goes down. That's the San Francisco way, if you will, and I think that's the Dan Quinn and Adam Peters way.
Yeah, and that's why I was all on board with it as well. I mean, I think back in my lifetime, even though this team hasn't had that much success, their best success came when they were dominant on the defensive end, when they were flying around and hitting people hard. And, of course, Sean Taylor was a big part of that. But I'm all about building up the defense, and hopefully the offense will follow. And obviously, when you bring in Dan Quinn, a lot of us are expecting with Joe Witt the defense to improve. And there was not many holdovers, right? Of any team in the NFL, the Commanders went out and signed the most free agents and guys from the draft, where they have kind of revamped the entire roster. But of the holdovers that could really improve with better coaching, who would you point to? I mean, you probably pray it's Emmanuel Forbes. It seems like it could be Quan Martin from what we've heard.
Well, you know, and I think Quan showed at least certain flashes in the second half when he got a chance to play. And I think, you know, it looks like he's going to be more a safety as opposed to a slot corner, which he can certainly do both. But that's what it looks like with the drafting of Sanders still. With the second of the three second round picks. So that's what it looks like. So I hope Quan Martin takes a jump, but you mentioned the guy that obviously they desperately need to take a jump. And I think Emmanuel Forbes in a takeaway emphasized system will fit really well, and because that's what he did at Mississippi State, right? That was the book on him. We know he's thin. We know he's peg legged. You know, we know he's not probably going to go against 6'3", 225-pound chiseled as a rock A.J. Brown and come away with a lot of success. But what he can do is use his eyes, use his anticipation, use his timing. And Awad, I saw some of that last year. You know, like people remember when A.J. Brown, they were just throwing balls over his head and he was just outsizing him. Yes, that's going to be an issue. But I saw, like, in that Chicago game on Thursday night, man, he was just mistiming his read and his jump and his anticipation. With better experience, A, from him, and more practice and more schooling and more just settling down, along with better coaching and the emphasis points that they're going to make, I think Emmanuel Forbes walks away from this year, me personally, with four interceptions plus.
I'd hope so. I mean, I think with better coaching, you also point to Benjamin St. Juice, who has the size, speed, and athleticism to be a good corner. Just too many pass interference calls for me. Hopefully coaching will change that. Every team's biggest question.
It's always been an issue with him in terms of his hands and all of that. And for a big guy, it shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah, every team's biggest question going into training camp was an article I read on ESPN. And for Washington, I think it's obvious. Did they do enough to protect Jaden Daniels? Can the offensive line hold up? How would you respond to that?
Well, no, they did not do enough. Can they hold up adequately? Sure. If Jaden is really a good processor and really good in terms of anticipation, which quite honestly, I think he's good. I don't know if he's really good in that area, if that makes sense. And I'm going to need to see it at NFL speed, regular season speed, you know. Like, everybody says, well, he just ripped up the SEC. We know that the SEC isn't a great defensive league like it used to be, right? There's not a lot of 17-14 games in the SEC anymore. you look at Florida and how far they've fallen off. Sure, Missouri was good last year, and Jaden had success against them, and obviously Alabama, and he had some success against them. There's no doubt, but just look at the team that he had to – trying to play with. LSU, right? They used to be a defensive stalwart. They're no longer. So, you know, I need to see it at NFL speed, regular season speed, before I know, okay, what kind of anticipatory thrower is he? What kind of timing are we talking about? How does he fit in with the personnel, with the scheme, so on and so forth? Whether they can overcome without adding a major ingredient to that offensive line. Right now, because I don't know that, clearly the answer is, hey, they haven't done enough. Now, the good news is they can still go out and bring in a DJ Humphreys who's recovering from an ACL. They can go out and bring in, I don't think, Donovan Smith, the left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, won the Super Bowl last year. I don't think he's re-signed with anybody. AWOD, maybe I missed it while I've been, you know, kind of on a little vacation here and there. So if he's still available, that's an option. David Bakhtiari, the longtime left tackle for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, still available. So I think they can go out and add to the puzzle at some point here. The question is when and who.
All right, we've got Chris Russell, the Rooster, with us here on the BetQL Guest Hotline. I want to get your take on my bold predictions for the Commanders 2024 NFL season. I have two Pro Bowlers on the roster. Can you see a path to Brian Robinson Jr. being a Pro Bowler? Because I can. I think he's going to have more opportunities. I think he's going to get more touchdowns. And, oh, yeah, they have Austin Eckler, but they're going to do completely different things. And I think Brian Robinson will get enough goal line touches to get the touchdowns there. I think he'll hopefully have the yards per carry. And I think that there's a chance here that he explodes onto the scene with some really good explosive plays like he had catching the ball, but this year running the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of that, but I think what will hurt him in terms of making a Pro Bowl, you know, is Cliff Kingsbury, again, much more committed to the run than certainly Eric Bieniemy was, and, you know, than the book at times on Cliff is. And I do think he will run the football. The other part is, you mentioned Eckler. Eckler's going to take away that role that's going to make, that I thought would help make a guy like Brian Robinson sizzle at times. And we saw it last year, especially in that Seattle game where, you know, you just throw him a little flat screen and boom, he runs up the sideline and, you know, nobody can bring him down because he's got enough athleticism and toughness and body, you know, wiggle and whatnot. Now, that being said, with a new center and with a potentially Pro Bowl guard in Sam Cosmi, can you get some of those big explosive runs that maybe he got out of the passing game a little bit last year? If those go away to Eckler, can you get some more of those because you have a much better situation at center? Theoretically, you have a much better situation at left guard. We know Sam Cosmi was really good at right guard last year. Yeah, I mean, I suppose. I hope you're right, because if Brian Robinson is a Pro Bowl guard, Pro Bowl running back, however that shakes out with Saquon Barkley now in Philadelphia and, you know, and so forth. And we could, you know, break down every roster and every position and whatnot. But if that happens, AWOD, or if it's even in the real legitimate discussion, then that means to me this team is doing things the right way. And that's not asking Jaden Daniels to throw the ball, drop back 40 times a game. That means they're trying to do things the right way. Build it, again, from the inside out.
Yeah, I mean, Christian McCaffrey might have to make the Super Bowl, and that way he gets in as an alternate, but I see it as an opportunity. My other Pro Bowler was brilliant last year, 125 tackles, 5.5 sacks, 12th best linebacker by Pro Football Focus, quoted as the NFL's best linebacker nobody's ever heard of, Frankie Louvu.
Yeah, I can see that probably a little bit easier than Brian Robinson, and that's not to cut down B-Rob, but I can see that with Frankie Louvu because he's going to probably rack up 7 or 8 sacks along with being a menace around the line of scrimmage. Now, listen, is he great in pass coverage? No, there aren't many linebackers, quite honestly, that are, you know, I mean, that's why there's so many sub packages, you know, nickel and dime and so on and so forth. Linnell and I were talking about this, you know, he thinks that, you know, the rookie from Washington that they drafted in the 6th round is going to be basically subbing in on every third and obvious passing situation, 3rd and 6th, 3rd and 7, because not only with Louvu, who I presume will be like an edge pass rusher in most cases in an obvious passing situation, but also with Bobby Wagner not being a great versus a great linebacker in coverage at this point. That's going to be an interesting, you know, mix to see how they work that within this new defense. But Luvu is going to make enough splash plays in the backfield, whether it be attacking the quarterback and, again, racking up 7 or 8 sacks. Or, again, you don't need to necessarily rack up the sacks if you're constantly blowing up running backs in the backfield as well and really shining on tape that way. That's going to get you enough notice. So, I'm with you with Luvu. I kind of wonder if Bobby Wagner, again, is going to be – we know he's got limitations in pass coverage, and we know he's not, per se, a pass rusher. But I think because of Luvu and maybe an improved Jamin Davis and, who knows, a renewed and revitalized Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne, doesn't that open up some maybe A-gap shot blitzes from Bobby Wagner? I think it does.
Man, that would be awesome. Up the middle, like Lennon Fletcher used to do. Rooster, thanks so much for the time, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, pal. Have a good weekend. Always good to be with you.
Yep, that was Chris Russell. Follow him on social media, Chris Russell. It's RussellMania621. You can check him out, as always, on the Odyssey app or with the Team 980. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Welcome back. Time to get up and at 'em. Here on D.C. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app just after 10:22 here on June 22nd. And you guys know I believe this is the most important offseason in franchise history. I want to give you a chance to react to our conversation with Chris Russell and my bold predictions. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Eddie tweets me, I hope Emmanuel Forbes has 4 or more interceptions this year. Yeah, Rooster does believe that Emmanuel Forbes could be much better with good coaching. I do think he's going to make improvements. I think Quan Martin is actually the guy, though, that's going to take his game to the next level with this coaching. Kind of showed flashes at the end of the season. We already read a report. He could be your starting safety alongside Jeremy Chinn going into week one. Instead of Emmanuel Forbes, I kind of think they believe in Mike Sanrastil. This organization, this regime drafted Mike Sanrastil to be an impact player right away, to be in the starting lineup week one, whether that's as the nickel slot corner or on the outside. And then I do think in terms of guys on the roster last year that just need better coaching, you put to Jamin Davis. We'll see how much opportunity he gets with Bobby Wagner and Frankie Luvu. But I think the biggest one is Benjamin St. Juice. And I got so mad at Benjamin St. Juice last season. Last offseason, me and Linnell thought we were onto something because we found out that this dude, Benjamin St. Juice, had LASIK eye surgery. And I remember I came on the air and said, this guy's going to be awesome. Now that he can see, he can actually come down with the ball. So many times the year before that, he had swatted away a pass, right? The game-winning play against the Bears, he got his hand in there. But he didn't have the interceptions. I thought maybe he just needed to see clearly. 20/20 vision. Well, turned out that he just doesn't have some of the basics that you need to be a great corner in the NFL. And he always uses his hands. He kind of cheated, it felt like to me, to make a play on a ball or to go up against a wide receiver that was better than him. And that's why you saw over and over again when they threw it towards his side, it was whistle, flag, pass interference. Whistle, flag, holding on the defense. You know, he did a little bit of everything, grabbing a jersey, grabbing the hand to get an advantage because he just didn't have the technique, right? And so I think in terms of Joe Witt and Dan Quinn, guys that were on the roster last year that could improve, I point to Quan Martin, and then I really do look at Benjamin St. Juice as a guy that needs hardcore coaching to take his game to the next level because he just didn't have the technique that was good enough here in the National Football League. Jake tweets me, I'm locked in. He says, Awad, who's your preseason MVP? There's always a preseason MVP here in Washington, and usually they don't end up doing much during the regular season. I told him, Luke McCaffrey. I am so excited to see the brother of Christian McCaffrey, the son of Ed McCaffrey, here coming to Washington as a slot wide receiver. And I'm excited to see what he can do when he gets his hands on the football. Can he make a guy miss? Does he have that explosive playmaking ability that his brother has? Can he dodge a tackle? Can he break a tackle? How good are his hands? We've heard they're spectacular in college. Can he come down with some 50-50 balls the way Terry McLaurin has? That's who I'm really excited to see in the preseason. I told you guys my two big bold predictions involve two first-time Pro Bowlers here in Washington, Brian Robinson Jr. on the offensive end, and on the defensive end, Frankie Louvu. I do think it's more likely that it'll be Frankie Louvu. Could have been a Pro Bowler last season. I love that quote, the greatest linebacker you've never heard of. Last year, 84 solo tackles and all these assists and forced fumbles and sacks and really had a great grade for everything he did on a terrible team, but was one of the plus-plus-pluses on their defensive side of the ball. And I think he's getting ready to take his game to the next level. Wanted good coaching. We'll get that hopefully here in Washington. With B-Rob, I've been a believer of Brian Robinson Jr. since he was drafted. And I know we talk about it, bulletproof Brian Robinson Jr., but I think we need to really talk about it more and more and understand that this is a guy that, like, we almost need to, like, cross out that rookie year, right? Because of what he had to deal with and missing 4 weeks of the season and bad coaching, right? And then toss out last year because he was fully healthy and they just didn't give him the rock. They didn't give him an opportunity, right? Eric Bieniemy, I keep saying, he was coaching for stats, not coaching for wins and losses, you know? And that's why he threw the ball 56 times. And he threw the ball 25 straight times in a game, even though Brian Robinson Jr. was averaging more than 4 yards a touch at times this season. At times, they just forgot about him. But we saw him explode onto the scene when Sam Howell needed to make something happen. He would roll out of the pocket, found Brian Robinson, a quick 5-yard catch, boom. That catch and run turned into a 50-yard touchdown. And Brian Robinson's touchdowns were so explosive, they like kept Washington in games, gave us all the momentum. And so this year, I think when he has the opportunity, and everyone says, oh, Cliff Kingsbury loves the air raid. Well, Anthony Lynn is going to be a decision maker on the offensive side of the ball too, and he loves to run the ball. And he knows how to use Austin Eckler on certain things, and so I think that is going to be a good little way to spell Brian Robinson, to give him some rest, and then put him back in, and hopefully he'll get some goal line touches and get the touchdowns that he needs statistically to be a Pro Bowler. I just think he really does have potential to be a superstar. All right, there's a reason that he went to Alabama, right? You know, you look at all the Alabama running backs and how much those guys have had success, All right. And I think he is kind of a combination of a Najee Harris with maybe a Derrick Henry, even though he's a little smaller. Right. So I'm a huge Brian Robinson Jr. fan. That's my bold prediction. He could be a Pro Bowler and Frankie Louvu on the defensive side of the ball. But we all know the biggest question is, did they do enough to protect Jaden Daniels? And like Chris Russell said, the answer is no, but I'm okay with that because I do not have this team going from last to first. This is not a one-year turnaround. And I really like this from Yahoo Sports. They say there's no such thing as a 10-year plan in the NFL. There's no 5-year plan either. AKA, that's why Ron Rivera is out of a job, right? They say you can completely rebuild a franchise in 2 years, unless you've given up a ton of draft picks or wrecked your salary. The Denver Broncos have unfortunately checked both their boxes. But they say in the winter of 2023, the Texans were the laughingstock of the league. Boom, all of a sudden, they're a Super Bowl contender and have a division title. It may seem strange for Washington Commanders to think that their team could be just a year or two away from relevance, but this is a team that has a bright future. Last time this team won 11 games, 1991, 16 years as a drought, longer than any team. But they say Washington finally freed of an owner who is actively wrecking the franchise from within, suddenly an attractive destination this offseason. Then it's a really good article. I think people should check it out. I'll tweet it out at AWOD Radio. But it brings me to my next discussion, all right? This is not, like they said, a 10-year plan. It's not a 5-year plan either. It's not a last-to-first-place 1-year plan. I'll give you AWOD's 2.5-year plan, 2.5-year plan for the Washington Commanders to be contenders for the 2026-2027 season. AWOD's 2.5-year plan coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980, always available on the Odyssey app or online, thefandc.com/listen. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. All right, I teased this last segment. Donald, I know you've been waiting on the edge of your seat here. What is he talking about? AWOD's 2.5-year plan to a Super Bowl. Coming up right now here on 106.7 The Fan. So there's no more 10-year plans in the NFL, right? You won't last that long. There's no 5-year plan anymore. Ron Rivera out the door. There's teams like the Houston Texans that turned it around in just 1 year, but I don't think that's Washington's plan. They could go from last to first. I could see that happening, but that's not the plan here. That's not the vision. And that's part of my idea here is I think there's a vision. I think there's a plan. I think there's a path to executing the plan, and everybody in the building believes in it. And that's Josh Harris, who's now the owner, who sat as a fly on the wall for an entire season, let Ron Rivera wreck this franchise, but he got the number 2 overall pick, ran himself out of town. In comes Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, and really an awesome assistant coaching staff. And that's part of this plan as well, is it's an all-star coaching staff for the first time in probably 15 years. Anthony Lynn's been a head coach. Cliff Kingsbury's been a head coach. Joe Witt Jr., really exciting on the defensive side of the ball. You got Ryan Kerrigan to show what it means to play for the Washington Commanders. So I'm really excited for about this current coaching staff. And so my vision is that this is a 2.5-year plan. All right? Here it is. Adam Peters came in the day after, right, the day after the season. They fire Ron Rivera, say they're going to bring in a general manager. A lot of teams wanted Adam Peters, right? I keep talking about this. He was talked about as the next GM of the future, right? Like, everybody was saying, this is an assistant general manager with the 49ers that's well-respected, that could have any job he wants. Well, he took the Washington general manager job. So in comes Adam Peters. And immediately, he makes a lot of moves in free agency, right? I mean, the most roster turnover of any team in the league, right? And so That's part of the plan there, right? Was this year's free agency, that started it, all right? Then there is the NFL draft, when I believe they've gotten at least four impact players right away. Then there's this season. And my expectations are not high for this season. I see this team being 7-10. I keep saying that. I think there's a pathway to, you know, a better record than that, but 7-10 is the number I see. Three-win improvement from last year. And then another offseason. Boom! We bring in five or six more free agents like Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvus, right? We already shored up the linebacker position with one free agency. You add in next year's free agency, maybe it's the defensive line, helping out with some edge rushers and maybe even another defensive tackle. We'll see what happens with John Allen, Jerron Payne in the future, right? So it's another free agency cycle. And then it's another draft cycle. And I believe next year in the draft, you will guarantee that this team takes a left tackle of the future, the franchise's left tackle, maybe even a right tackle, all right? And maybe even another running back or a tight end to build out the offensive side of the ball. Then they play next season, right? I see this team going from 7-10 next season to 8-9 or 9-8, respectable, competing in our division, maybe even 4-2, above 500 in our division. And then another half of an offseason, right? Another year of, boom, five more impact linebackers. Boom. Four more impact draft players. And then you're looking out 22 starters, and maybe 19 or 20 of them are guys that Adam Peters have gotten since he brought in here. And then I believe the Commanders can be legit contenders the 2026-2027 season. It's a 2.5-year plan for Washington. It's this offseason we just saw. It's this regular season, it's next offseason, next regular season, and then one more offseason, and boom, we're going to be ready to explode onto the scene week one of the 2026-2027 season. I believe the quarterback is in place. Terry McLaurin was on SportsCenter this week with Scott Van Pelt explaining how he sees similar things in C.J. Stroud. He's become close with them. Obviously, they both went to Ohio State. As Jaden Daniels, a guy that really works hard, believes in his craft. He talked about how McLaurin, how Jaden says, hey, I didn't like that rep. Let's run it again. Let's do it differently. It's the attention to little details here. It's showing up early at 5:30, staying late. There's a lot of things that Terry McLaurin sees that he believes is similar to C.J. Stroud, who's all of a sudden made the Texans a contender, right? The defense is improving a lot. I think all of a sudden, the talent level on the defensive end is much better. It's respectable in the NFL. Last year, the defense was not respectable. It was embarrassing, right? Jack Del Rio lost the locker room. Nobody wanted to play for him. You could see at the end of the season when Ron Rivera took over, they didn't want to get injured with the angles they were taking on tackles. It was a mess. Free agency, you've already improved the defense a lot. Then the draft, I really like Mike Sanders still. We'll see how Johnny Newton could be a part of the defense moving forward. I think you have building blocks there, right? The coaches are in place for a few seasons, right? Dan Quinn's not going anywhere. This is his second chance opportunity. He's going to make the most of it. I don't believe that Joe Witt Jr. is good enough as a defense coordinator prospect to be a head coach. Cliff Kingsbury was already a head coach. Is the team really going to take a shot on him this quick? I think he's going to have to make Jaden a star for 2 or 3 years probably before he gets another opportunity to be a head coach. I think the coaching staff is in here for a few seasons. There's a vision. There's a plan. I think they can execute it. Like I said, the most roster turnover in the league. This is a Washington team here that's really building something. They got the offseason grade of an A. A lot of people really liked the two selections in the draft, Mike Sanderstill, Ben Sennett, right? Building blocks. Boom, you might have your starting tight end and your starting slot corner for the foreseeable future. Bringing in Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Louvu, Austin Eckler, Bobby Wagner, Tyler Biadasz, Nick Allegretti, Dante Fowler, Jeremy Chinn. That's just one offseason, right? Give me three of those, right? That's why this is a 2.5-year plan by AWOD to have the Commanders in the Super Bowl. If you believe in it, give me a call, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. It's my 2.5-year plan to the Commanders making it all the way to the promised land. I think it can get done. I think it can get done. I just think we have to trust the process. Josh Harris in charge here, and really, I just think as long as everyone stays on the same page, and doesn't, and nobody ruffles anyone's feathers, and maybe, you know, hopefully Cliff Kingsbury doesn't get, you know, too much into himself here if he has early success in the season with Jaden Daniels. But if everyone does their job, right, do your job, if Dan Quinn and Joe Witt improve the defense a ton, and then all of a sudden, Cliff Kingsbury is focusing in on Jaden Daniels. And I had people who have been at minicamp on my show, and they said, yeah, Cliff Kingsbury, his job is coaching Jaden Daniels. You know, Anthony Lynn, the other offensive coaches are helping out with the entire offensive side of the ball. You see Cliff Kingsbury follows Jaden around at practice. And so if he can do what he's done in the past, and that's take a young quarterback and develop him, this is the pathway to success. It's a 2.5-year plan, all right? Look, there's a chance that maybe they succeed past expectations this year, and then another offseason, and boom, all of a sudden, it's a 1.5-year plan. But I think for this team to legit be a contender, right, maybe in a year and a half, we're competing for a division title. But competing for a Super Bowl, in my mind, it's a 2.5-year plan. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 1067 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. Noah's available on the Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan, at AWOD Radio, AWADDRADIO. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I just revealed my 2.5-year plan to a Commanders Super Bowl. All right, if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Jake tweets me, AWOD, you're getting me fired up for football season. Where's week one? And they need a cooler of beers. Michael tweets me, AWOD, I believe. Sports Grumpy tweets me that he's listening. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. It's 1-800-636-1067. My 2.5-year plan, all right? We already saw the first half, this free agency. I loved it. I give us an A. I don't think any team in the NFL did as good as Washington. We were desperate for new players. Brought in a ton of free agents. Did well with the draft. I believe we have our cornerstone pieces, especially with Jaden as the quarterback. It's a 2.5-year plan. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Michael in Springfield. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Mike. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, my watchword for where we are right now in reference to your plan is prove and verify. We've been down this road before in this organization, and other organizations have gone through it. And I know we've had a lot of change. We've done some things different, but it's about this organization proving it on the field, proving that they can be consistent, proving they can make decisions to make the team competitive. And a lot of these players are new, but we hadn't seen them, and I want to see them on the field and prove their worth.
I see what you're saying, but you like the guys that they brought in. You just want to see them prove it now.
Yes, yes. I have no problem with who they brought in. I agree they've done all their homework, but it's really, we've got to get about a team on the field that competes, that has the right kind of coaching direction. And I've been down this road before, having confidence, and we just get disappointed.
Yeah,
and
can you sit back and wait?
We'll
can you trust this process for 2.5 years, or do you want this team to win 9 games this year?
I will try. I really give the process. I really believe in with an NFL team, you've really got to give a coaching staff. Really, I believe you. Like, I've given them at least 2 years, probably at 3 at most. It just takes that time. It just does. You got to have your draft classes. You got to develop your talent. So I am patient. But I'm only patient to a point I want to see improvement.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Good call, Michael. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to line two. We've got Little in Bowie. What's up, Little?
What's going on? Hey, well, always good to chop it up with you, man.
Happy
hey,
Saturday.
Look, I was telling, yeah, man, every Saturday I call you, chop it up. I like how you talk, man. Well, I ain't going to lie to you. But look, I got to piggyback off you a little bit, man. I wish it was a bookie come out to – I'm looking for a bookie – the prognosticator to come out and say, okay, Commanders in third place or last place. I'm going to jump right on. Hey, look, Adam, the way I look at it, man, the football gods, I hope they use this as a soundbite. The football gods owe us one. We suffer. We've been in bondage. We've been in bondage for 20 years, man.
Yeah, so we've sucked. We've sucked.
I look at it, Adam, we fighting for the division, man. I was telling Donald, if you really look at it, the free agents we brought in the house, they all were second string coming off the bench, so had to prove themselves. They got a lot of win up in them.
Yeah.
They first stringers now. Hey, man, I got us fighting for the division, man. God bless y'all. Stay up, Adam. My man.
Yep, good call, Little. And, yeah, I mean, look, I do think that the free agents they brought in could make this team compete, at least inside our division right away. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not going as far as Little to, you know, compete for the division title, but at least, you know, 2-4, maybe 3-3 in the division. Please, please, please beat the Giants twice. But it's a 3-year plan here. Or excuse me, it's a 2.5-year plan. Messing up my own damn plan, Donald. But look, it started. We already saw the half. All right. Now I can sit back and I can wait this season, and I can scream at my TV for losing games. And that's fine with me. As long as, like that one caller said, we see improvement. We see some momentum. We do see some wins. I don't want to see Jaden Daniels start well, and then at the end of the season, he looks like Sam Howell. He's running for...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Always available on the Odyssey app or online. TheFanDC.com/listen. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. All right, I teased this last segment. Donald, I know you've been waiting on the edge of your seat here. What is he talking about? AWOD's 2.5-year plan to a Super Bowl. Coming up right now here on 106.7 The Fan. So there's no more 10-year plans in the NFL, right? You won't last that long. There's no 5-year plan anymore. Ron Rivera out the door. There's teams like the Houston Texans that turned it around in just 1 year, but I don't think that's Washington's plan. They could go from last to first. I could see that happening, but that's not the plan here. That's not the vision. And that's part of my idea here is I think there's a vision. I think there's a plan. I think there's a path to executing the plan, and everybody in the building believes in it. And that's Josh Harris, who's now the owner, who sat on as a fly on the wall for an entire season, let Ron Rivera wreck this franchise, but he got the number 2 overall pick, ran himself out of town. In comes Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, and really an awesome assistant coaching staff. And that's part of this plan as well, is it's an all-star coaching staff the first time in probably 15 years. Anthony Lynn's been a head coach. Cliff Kingsbury's been a head coach. Joe Witt Jr., really exciting on the defensive side of the ball. You got Ryan Kerrigan to show what it means to play for the Washington Commanders. So I'm really excited for about this current coaching staff. And so my vision is that this is a 2.5-year plan. All right? Here it is. Adam Peters came in the day after, right? The day after the season, they fire Ron Rivera, say they're going to bring in a general manager. A lot of teams wanted Adam Peters, right? I keep talking about this. He was talked about as the next GM of the future, right? Like, everybody was saying, this is an assistant general manager with the 49ers that's well-respected, that could have any job he wants. Well, he took the Washington general manager job. So in comes Adam Peters. And immediately, he makes a lot of moves in free agency, right? I mean, the most roster turnover of any team in the league, right? And so that's part of the plan there, right? Was this year's free agency, that started it, all right? Then there is the NFL draft, when I believe they've gotten at least 4 impact players right away. Then there's this season. And my expectations are not high for this season. I see this team being 7-10. I keep saying that. I think there's a pathway to, you know, a better record than that. But 7-10 is the number I see. 3-win improvement from last year. And then another offseason. Boom. We bring in 5 or 6 more free agents like Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvus, right? We already shored up the linebacker position with 1 free agency. You add in next year's free agency. Maybe it's the defensive line, helping out with some edge rushers and maybe even another defensive tackle. We'll see what happens with John Allen, Jerron Payne in the future, right? So it's another free agency cycle. And then it's another draft cycle. And I believe next year in the draft, you will guarantee that this team takes a left tackle of the future. The franchise's left tackle, maybe even a right tackle, all right? And maybe even another running back or a tight end to build out the offensive side of the ball. Then they play next season, right? I see this team going from 7-10 next season to 8-9 or 9-8, respectable, competing in our division, maybe even 4-2, above 500 in our division. And then another half of an offseason, right? Another year of, boom, 5 more impact linebackers. Boom, 4 more impact draft players. And then you're looking out 22 starters, and maybe 19 or 20 of them are guys that Adam Peters have gotten since he brought in here. And then I believe the Commanders can be legit contenders the 2026-2027 season. It's a 2.5-year plan for Washington. It's this offseason we just saw. It's this regular season. It's next offseason, next regular season, and then 1 more offseason, and boom, we're going to be ready to explode onto the scene week 1 of the 2026-2027 season. I believe the quarterback is in place. Terry McLaurin was on SportsCenter this week with Scott Van Pelt explaining how he sees similar things in C.J. Stroud. He's become close with them. Obviously, they both went to Ohio State. As Jaden Daniels, a guy that really works hard, believes in his craft. He talked about how McLaurin, how Jaden says, hey, I didn't like that rep. Let's run it again. Let's do it differently. It's the attention to little details here. It's showing up early at 5:30, staying late. There's a lot of things that Terry McLaurin sees that he believes is similar to C.J. Stroud, who's all of a sudden made the Texans a contender, right? The defense is improving a lot. And I think all of a sudden the talent level on the defensive end is much better. It's respectable in the NFL. Last year, the defense was not respectable. It was embarrassing, right? Jack Del Rio lost the locker room. Nobody wanted to play for him. You could see at the end of the season when Ron Rivera took over, they didn't want to get injured with the angles they were taking on tackles. It was a mess. Free agency, you've already improved the defense a lot. Then the draft, I really like Mike Sanders still. We'll see how Johnny Newton could be a part of the defense moving forward. I think you have building blocks there, right? The coaches are in place for a few seasons, right? Dan Quinn's not going anywhere. This is his second chance opportunity. He's going to make the most of it. I don't believe that Joe Witt Jr. is good enough as a defense coordinator prospect to be a head coach. Cliff Kingsbury was already a head coach. Is the team really going to take a shot on him this quick? I think he's going to have to make Jaden a star for 2 or 3 years probably before he gets another opportunity to be a head coach. I think the coaching staff is in here for a few seasons. There's a vision. There's a plan. I think they can execute it. Like I said, the most roster turnover in the league. This is a Washington team here that's really building something. They got the offseason grade of an A. A lot of people really liked the two selections in the draft. Mike Sanderstel, Ben Sennett, right? Building blocks. Boom, you might have your starting tight end and your starting slot corner for the foreseeable future. Bringing in Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Louvu, Austin Eckler, Bobby Wagner, Tyler Biadasz, Nick Allegretti, Dante Fowler, Jeremy Chinn. That's just one offseason, right? Give me three of those, right? That's why this is a 2.5-year plan by AWOD to have the Commanders in the Super Bowl. If you believe in it, give me a call, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. It's my 2.5-year plan to the Commanders making it all the way to the promised land. I think it can get done. I just think we have to trust the process. Josh Harris in charge here. And really, I just think as long as everyone stays on the same page and doesn't, and nobody ruffles anyone's feathers, and maybe, you know, hopefully Cliff Kingsbury doesn't get, too much into himself here if he has early success in the season with Jaden Daniels. But if everyone does their job, right, do your job, if Dan Quinn and Joe Witt improve the defense a ton, and then all of a sudden Cliff Kingsbury is focusing in on Jaden Daniels. And I had people who have been at minicamp on my show, and they said, yeah, Cliff Kingsbury, his job is coaching Jaden Daniels. You know, Anthony Lynn, the other offensive coaches are helping out with the entire offensive side of the ball. You see Cliff Kingsbury follows Jaden around at practice. And so if he can do what he's done in the past, and that's take a young quarterback and develop him, this is the pathway to success. It's a 2.5-year plan. All right. Look, there's a chance that maybe they succeed past expectations this year. And then another offseason, and boom, all of a sudden, it's a 1.5-year plan. But I think for this team to legit be a contender, right, maybe in a year and a half, we're competing for a division title. But competing for a Super Bowl, in my mind, it's a 2.5-year plan. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7. The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. Noah is available on the Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan, at AWOD Radio, AWADDRADIO. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I just revealed my 2.5-year plan to a Commanders Super Bowl. All right, if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Jake tweets me, AWOD, you getting me fired up for football season. Where's week one? And they need a cooler of beers. Michael tweets me, AWOD, I believe. Sports Grumpy tweets me that he's listening. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. It's 1-800-636-1067. My 2.5-year plan, all right? We already saw the first half, this free agency. I loved it. I give us an A. I don't think any team in the NFL did as good as Washington. We were desperate for new players. Brought in a ton of free agents. Did well with the draft. I believe we have our cornerstone pieces, especially with Jaden as the quarterback. It's a 2.5-year plan. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Michael in Springfield. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Mike. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, my watchword for where we are right now in reference to your plan is prove and verify. We've been down this road before in this organization, and other organizations have gone through it. And I know we've had a lot of change. We've done some things different. But it's about this organization proving it on the field, proving that they can be consistent, proving they can make decisions to make the team competitive. And a lot of these players are new, but we hadn't seen them. And I want to see them on the field and prove their worth.
I see what you're saying. But you like the guys that they brought in. You just want to see them prove it now.
Yes, yes. I have no problem with who they brought in. I agree they've done all their homework. But it's really, we've got to get about a team on the field that competes, that has the right kind of coaching direction, And I've been down this road before, having confidence, and we just get disappointed.
Yeah,
and
but can you sit back and wait? Can you trust this process for 2.5 years, or do you want this team to win 9 games this year?
I will try. I really give the process. I really believe in with an NFL team, you've really got to give a coaching staff. Really, I believe you. Like I've given them at least 2 years, probably at 3 at most. It just takes that time. It just does. You got to have your draft classes. You got to develop your talent. So I am patient, but I'm only patient to a point I want to see improvement.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Good call, Michael. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to line two. We've got Little in Bowie. What's up, Little?
What's going on? Hey, well, always good to chop it up with you, man.
Happy Saturday.
Look, I was telling. Yeah, man. Every Saturday I call you, chop it up. I like how you talk, man. Well, I ain't gonna lie to you, but look. I got to piggyback off you a little bit, man. I wish it was a bookie come out to – I'm looking for a bookie, a pronosticator to come out and say, okay, Commanders in third place or last place. I'm going to jump right on. Hey, look, Adam, the way I look at it, man, the football gods, I hope they use this as a soundbite. The football gods owe us one. We suffer. We've been in bondage. We've been in bondage for 20 years, man.
Yeah, so we've sucked. We've sucked.
I look at it, Adam. We're fighting for the division, man. I was telling Donald, if you really look at it, the free agents we brought in the house, they all were second string coming off the bench, so had to prove themselves. They got a lot of win up in them.
Yeah.
They first stringers now. Hey, man, I got us fighting for the division, man. God bless y'all. Stay up, Adam. My man.
Yep, good call, Little. And, look, I do think that the free agents they brought in could make this team compete, at least inside our division right away. I'm not saying, I'm not going as far as Little to, compete for the division title, but at least, 2-4, maybe 3-3 in the division. Please, please, please beat the Giants twice. But it's a 3-year plan here. Or excuse me, it's a 2.5-year plan. Messing up my own damn plan, Donald. But look, it started, we already saw the half, all right? Now, I can sit back and I can wait this season, and I can scream at my TV for losing games, and that's fine with me. As long as, like that one caller said, we see improvement. We see some momentum. We do see some wins. I don't want to see Jaden Daniels start well, and then at the end of the season, he looks like Sam Howell. He's running for his life. His internal clock is sped up to the point where he's seeing ghosts. He's going down before there's even pressure. And so it's all about slowly building, right? Slowly building. Let's start the season well for the first time ever, right? Ron Rivera always had this team 1-3, but then let's pick up and get better towards the end of this season and not fall off either offensively or defensively. And let's build up the offensive line and so that they're not just, hey, pass protecting. Week 11 and 12 and 13, they got to know we want to pound the rock, especially in the winter, in these cold months here, and that's how you win games. And so it's a 2.5-year process for me, and I believe in this vision for the Washington Commanders. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. You can always tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Look, think about this for a second, all right? As much as we've hyped up this offseason, right? Think about three of those, right? And that's why I think you can dream of the success and this 2.5-year plan here, because it's 2.5 because it's 3 free agent cycles, right? And I think that Washington did something this offseason that hasn't happened in a long time. When they brought in Adam Peters, ooh, people were perking up. Well, this is a big name. This is a big name. And Washington got him? Oh, then it's Dan Quinn. You've literally had Jeremy Chinn come out and say, I took less money to play for Dan Quinn. Bobby Wagner, there was an article. He was going to be a Cowboy if Dan Quinn stayed. Whoop, he followed Dan Quinn to Washington. We've created this destination here in Washington now in just one free agency cycle. Give me another one, and then give me one more after that, and I think you get at least 5 impact players, that's 15. And then the draft picks, all of a sudden you're talking about brand new starters on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball that are Adam Peters hires that fit Dan Quinn's system and his vision for success. And that is my 2.5-year plan. Free agency this season, 7-10. Next offseason, the year after that, 8-9. One more offseason, boom. 11-win team competing for a Super Bowl. I believe in Adam Peters, Josh Harris, and Dan Quinn. And it starts with Jaden Daniels, who's doing all the right things so far this offseason. I can't wait to see him in training camp, which is just 5 weeks away. We'll take more of your phone calls here on The Fan as we're live and local till 12 noon. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. And always available on the Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan, at AWOD Radio, AWADDRADIO. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I just revealed my 2.5-year plan to a Commanders Super Bowl. All right, if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Jake tweets me, AWOD, you getting me fired up for football season? Where's week one? And they need a cooler of beers. Michael tweets me, AWOD, I believe. Sports Grumpy tweets me that he's listening. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. It's 1-800-636-1067. My 2.5-year plan, all right? We already saw the first half, this free agency. I loved it. I give us an A. I don't think any team in the NFL did as good as Washington. We were desperate for new players. Brought in a ton of free agents. Did well with the draft. I believe we have our cornerstone pieces, especially with Jaden as the quarterback. It's a 2.5-year plan. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Michael in Springfield. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Mike. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, my watchword for where we are right now in reference to your plan is prove and verify. We've been down this road before in this organization, and other organizations have gone through it. And I know we've had a lot of change. We've done some things different. But it's about this organization proving it on the field, proving that they can be consistent, proving they can make decisions to make the team competitive. And a lot of these players are new, but we hadn't seen them. And I want to see them on the field and prove their worth.
I see what you're saying, but you like the guys that they brought in. You just want to see them prove it now.
Yes, yes. I have no problem with who they brought in. I agree they've done all their homework, but it's really, we've got to get about a team on the field that competes, that has the right kind of coaching direction. And I've been down this road before having confidence, and we just get disappointed.
Yeah,
and
can you sit back and wait? We'll can you trust this process for 2.5 years, or do you want this team to win 9 games this year?
I will try. I really give the process. I really believe in with an NFL team, you've really got to give a coaching staff. Really, I believe you. Like, I give them at least 2 years, probably at 3 at most. It just takes that time. It just does. You got to have your draft classes. You got to develop your talent. So I am patient, but I'm only patient to a point I want to see improvement.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Good call, Michael. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to line two. We've got Little in Bowie. What's up, Little?
What's going on? Hey, well, always good to chop it up with you, man.
Happy Saturday.
Look, I was telling. Yeah, man. Every Saturday I call you, chop it up. I like how you talk, AWOD. I ain't gonna lie to you, but look. I got to piggyback off you a little bit, man. I wish it was a bookie come out to – I'm looking for a bookie, the prognosticator, to come out and say, okay, Commander's in third place or last place. I'm going to jump right on. Hey, look, I'm Adam. The way I look at it, man, the football gods, I hope they use this as a soundbite. The football gods owe us one. We suffer. We've been in bondage. We've been in bondage for 20 years, man.
Yeah, so we've sucked. We've sucked.
I look at it, Adam, we fighting for the division, man. I was telling Donald, if you really look at it, the free agents we brought in the house, they all were second string coming off the bench, so had to prove themselves. They got a lot of win up in them.
Yeah.
They first stringers now. Hey, man, I got us fighting for the division, man. God bless y'all. Stay up, Adam. My man.
Yep, good call, Little. And, look, I do think that the free agents they brought in could make this team compete, at least inside our division right away. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not going as far as Little to, you know, compete for the division title, but at least, you know, 2-4, maybe 3-3 in the division. Please, please, please beat the Giants twice. But it's a 3-year plan here. Or excuse me, it's a 2.5-year plan. Messing up my own damn plan, Donald. But look, it started, we already saw the half, all right? Now, I can sit back and I can wait this season, and I can scream at my TV for losing games, And that's fine with me. As long as, like that one caller said, we see improvement. We see some momentum. We do see some wins. I don't want to see Jaden Daniels start well, and then at the end of the season, he looks like Sam Howell. He's running for his life. His internal clock is sped up to the point where he's seeing ghosts. He's going down before there's even pressure. And so it's all about slowly building, right? Slowly building. Let's start the season well for the first time ever, right? Ron Rivera always had this team 1-3, but then let's pick up and get better towards the end of this season and not fall off either offensively or defensively. And let's build up the offensive line and so that they're not just, hey, pass protecting. You know, week 11 and 12 and 13, they got to know we want to pound the rock, especially in the winter, in these cold months here, and that's how you win games. And so it's a 2.5-year process for me, and I believe in this vision for the Washington Commanders. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. You can always tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Look, think about this for a second, all right? As much as we've hyped up this offseason, right? Think about three of those, right? And that's why I think you can dream of the success and this 2.5-year plan here, because it's 2.5 because it's 3 free agent cycles, right? And I think that Washington did something this offseason that hasn't happened in a long time. When they brought in Adam Peters, ooh, people were perking up. Well, this is a big name. This is a big name. And Washington got him? Oh, then it's Dan Quinn. You've literally had Jeremy Chinn come out and say, I took less money to play for Dan Quinn. Bobby Wagner, there was an article. He was going to be a Cowboy if Dan Quinn stayed. Whoop, he followed Dan Quinn to Washington. We've created this destination here in Washington now in just one free agency cycle. Give me another one, and then give me one more after that. And I think you get at least 5 impact players. That's 15. And then the draft picks, all of a sudden you're talking about brand new starters on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball that are Adam Peters hires that fit Dan Quinn's system and his vision for success. And that is my 2.5-year plan. Free agency this season, 7-10. Next offseason, the year after that, 8-9. One more offseason, boom. 11-win team competing for a Super Bowl. I believe in Adam Peters, Josh Harris, and Dan Quinn. And it starts with Jaden Daniels, who's doing all the right things so far this offseason. I can't wait to see him in training camp, which is just 5 weeks away. We'll take more of your phone calls here on The Fan as we're live and local till 12 noon. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.